This episode is sponsored by Wake Global. Wake Global is the authority and go-to resource for effective and creative data-driven marketing across all channels and platforms, providing insight, ideas, and innovation from start to finish. Google Wake Global, spelled W-E-Y-K, for marketing boot camps, workshops, and professional services.
What should I think about before I decide to hire a new employee? How do I know if I need a full-time or part-time employee? What are some guidelines for recruiting and hiring good employees? Imagine Albert's Aquatics is a pool cleaning business. Albert started the business from scratch and has always been the only employee. The weather has become warmer, however, the more people have started using their pools. Demand for Albert's services has gone through the roof. He's even had to turn down new clients because he's just too busy. Albert decides he's making enough profits to hire one extra person. His son has promised to join the business when he's done with his school year, but Albert needs help now. Albert's son recommends his friend Larry, who isn't interested in the pool business but really needs the money. Relieved, Albert hires Larry as a full-time employee. Was this the best hiring decision for Albert? No matter what size company you have, hiring new employees can be a huge benefit, helping you increase sales and grow your business. Hiring can also be challenging. You obviously don't want to hire just anyone. You want to take the time and effort necessary to find someone with the right skills who cares about your business. Along with the challenge of finding the right person, you need to make sure that you have enough revenue and funding to bring on an extra employee. All of this means it's a good idea to do some thinking and planning before you decide to hire. First, figure out what kind of employee you might need. It helps to make a list of everything you do for your business right now. List the tasks you spend on the most time on, the ones that are most essential to your business, and the ones you can't do at all because you don't have the time or the expertise to complete them. Then, make a list of how hiring a new employee could help your business. Will it help you concentrate on other parts of your business? Will a new hire complete a task better than you could? Will they be able to do tasks you couldn't do? Once you know what kind of employees you need, break out your calculator and use math and data to help figure out if hiring a new employee and having them take over your tasks can actually lead to more sales or business growth. If the numbers are telling you that you can't afford a new employee or you can't see how hiring them will help your profits, then you might not be ready to make a hire. Another area to think through is whether you need a full-time employee or a freelancer or a contractor. An independent freelancer or contractor can handle certain tasks for a certain amount of time and will bill you based on that. They might be a good solution for a smaller business that needs help but isn't ready for a full-time employee. For example, let's say you need some online ads created but don't need a full-time designer. You might consider hiring a freelancer for a week to make the assets you need. Freelancers and contractors can sometimes be tricky to work with, though. It can get expensive if you need to use them a lot, and since they're not your employees, they might not have the time in their schedule to handle all your needs. If you need consistent extra help and want someone who will become part of your team's culture and who will help you grow your business, then it might be a good idea to bring in a full-time employee. Listen up. Once you're ready to hire someone, spend some time creating a strong job description. The task list you made can help with this. Make sure to include the job title, description of the role, job responsibilities, and a summary of your company and culture. Thinking through how you'll find candidates is just as important as thinking through what type of employee you need. First, make sure your job description is in a format that's easily shareable online, like a blog post or a Google Doc, versus something people need to download. Then, figure out how you'll recruit job candidates. Will you ask your network for references? Will you use a staffing agency, job websites, and/or industry events? Depending on where you're based, you might consider websites like Craigslist or ZipRecruiter. Networking events, conferences, and meetups can be great places to meet candidates in person or just get the word out that you're hiring. You can also try posting on job boards, like one at a local college. And don't forget about local newspapers. They can be a great place to post your job description. Finally, post your job description on your social media profiles and other online hubs where you network with people in your industry. This can help you find candidates who already have a connection to you or your business. Tools. A tool like Google Hire can help you track all your job candidates and manage your hire process. It makes it easy to communicate with your hiring team, schedule and confirm interviews, capture feedback, and store all job applicants for future reference. Before you can bring any job candidates in for an interview, think about what type of interviews you'll hold. You might consider holding structured interviews that ask every candidate the same questions and evaluates them on the same criteria. Each question should be designed to test people on skills they need to succeed on the job. Make sure everyone on your team who's conducting interviews understands the structured interview process, knows what criteria they should be using when they assess candidates, and how to record and share their interview feedback. Then, have a process for getting all the interviewers together and making a hiring decision as a group. This will help you avoid individual bias and make sure you hire is a good fit for the entire team. Do this now. To hire or not to hire? That is the question. Let's help you figure out what your hiring needs are with a quick self-evaluation. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. Before you hire, figure out what type of employee you need, what tasks they do, and whether this will actually help increase sales and profits. 2. If you only need someone to help with a certain task for a short amount of time, you might consider hiring a freelancer. 3. Think about how you'll find job candidates, where you'll post your job description, and how you'll interview and evaluate them.
This episode is sponsored by Wake Global. Wake Global is the authority and go-to resource for effective and creative data-driven marketing across all channels and platforms, providing insight, ideas, and innovation from start to finish. Google Wake Global, spells W-E-Y-K, for marketing boot camps, workshops, and professional services.